The local Crime Stoppers group has donated equipment to the Sulphur Springs Police Department that they think can be most valuable. I talked about the donation with Patrol Captain Jason Ricketson.
This is recently purchased by the Crime Stoppers Board of something that we kind of went to them with. A long time ago, we actually used to take, like, for the kids safe, we'd do fingerprints, parents' information. We actually used to put them on a actual card. Problem with those cards were we'd always give them to the parents. Parents carry them home. Cards get lost. If we should ever have a missing child and we need to retrieve that information, there was really no way for us to be able to retrieve that. This new system that Crime Stoppers purchased for us gives us the ability. We've already done 100 or so kids now. We're going to have some more kids safe stuff come up, and we're actually going to do some more of these. But this is basically what the card looks like. It allows us to be able to get the kids' information as well as their height, the weight, anything that the kids should come up missing that's going to be pertinent to law enforcement that we need to be able to retrieve. This card's actually given to the parents. You know, if you should ever have a child come up missing, parents get disoriented. Most of the time can't tell us the kid's date of birth. They're kind of in a panic. If they have this card, all they do is be able to show this to us. This also gives us the capability, if we should ever have a missing child, that we can pull this information up and we can actually make it onto a missing child poster in a matter of minutes. We can print out thousands of these in a matter of minutes. So it's just a quicker way to get the information out there if we should have a missing child. Plus, this system has the capability of making cards for anything, law enforcement cards. So we should ever have a disaster or anything hit Sulphur Springs, we have to make cards for people's credentials, that sort of thing. Well, this gives us that capability to do it, and do it rather quickly without having to send the cards out.
You have a database currently of kids, is that right, the information?
As of the old ones, we always used to take all the fingerprints. Basically, when you're talking about young children, that's hard to do. This is all done digitally now, as you can tell. Basically, we just do the right thumbprint now. All that information is stored on the database. It is locked up here at the police department, and so that all that information is secured. But it still gives us the capability to go back and retrieve it in a short amount of time if we need that information.
But the kids that have been previously printed and everything, is there information in a database anywhere?
The actual old type that we used to do were written out. Once those were given to the parents, that was the only copy we had of it. And if the parents lost it, we didn't have that information. Now we actually have a way to be able to retrieve that information, as well as the photo, all the pertinent information that we need to get out there as law enforcement should a child come up missing.
Any reason to maybe keep this current or updated?
I mean, we're looking at doing it every year. It actually has a search function. You know, some kids, they might try to come through two or three times in a matter of months. You know, there is a cost associated with the cards. Yeah. Sheriff Butch Adams is all on board with this. Chief Sanders is all on board with this. It's also available, I believe, to Delta County and Raines County as well, to the Crime Stoppers Board. We can go down there and do events for them, as well as events here and other surrounding counties.
But that is the big deal, to have kids safe events and things like that to show up. And
it's something we hope we never need.
Yeah.
But if we ever do, then it gives us that information that we need, like I said, to be able to get this out rather quickly. Something that we've never had the chance to do before in the past.
KSST News.